Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 6. Yesterday we learned how to bring mindfulness to our commute, and I gave you a few tips as well to change how you experience your commute to work and how you relate to it. Today we're going to check in for a mindful meeting. Yes, meetings. We all love meetings, and for some of us they happen every single day, and others it's once in a while, and for the very lucky ones, they're a very rare thing. But generally, if you work in an office, you're going to be asked to go to quite a few meetings, so why not bring some mindfulness to these too? As let's be honest, some meetings are useful, some meetings are completely pointless and could have been put into an email, other meetings are full of egos and power struggles, and most meetings we walk away with more to do. And with meetings, no matter how confident you are, it can amplify things like self-doubt, anxiety, the feeling of proving yourself, and the need to have your voice heard. Meetings can be generally pretty charged with all sorts of these things. Let's learn how to prepare mindfully with this meditation. So you can do this at home to practice, and then try it out at your desk, and it need only be a few minutes. And of course you can keep your eyes open if you need to. So finding your comfortable posture. Sitting on your chair with a nice straight back. What I find helps is having your feet flat on the floor, your hands flat on your legs, sitting nice and upright, tall and dignified, with a sense of uplift, but also feeling the weight of your body going down. And if you can do, gently closing your eyes and noticing where you're starting from. Noticing how you're feeling about this meeting. Is there any anxiety? Any fear? Maybe excitement? Do you feel you have a point to get across? Maybe some dread as you're reporting back on something that you haven't quite got right or haven't finished? Noticing what you're carrying into this meeting. Maybe it's something from a previous meeting, something about a work colleague, or something personal that you're carrying with you. Maybe self-doubt, maybe your last meeting didn't go so well, or maybe there's a particular colleague you work with you maybe find frustrating, maybe condescending. Whatever you notice, simply acknowledging it. Letting it be there. And this is how you feel. And that's okay. We can't stop the way we feel. This is what's arisen from previous experience. But now we're aware of it in the present moment. And from here we have a choice. We can continue to carry it, or we can put it down and start this meeting fresh. Of openness, curiosity, and a beginner's mind. Letting go of what you're carrying and shifting your attention simply to your breathing. And you can notice it where is most comfortable for you. And each time you breathe in, acknowledging with care and attention what you might still be carrying. And as you breathe out, as best you can, letting go. And as you breathe in, you can say to yourself, I don't know. And that's okay. And the truth is, we don't really know. We don't know how that meeting will unfold. At the moment, this meeting is a group of thoughts based on previous judgments. And as you breathe out, letting go of all your prejudgments, any anxiety and tension. And doing this again, as you breathe in, saying to yourself, I don't know, and that's okay. And as you breathe out, letting go of those prejudgments, any anxiety, self-doubt, or any tension. Now take a deep breath in. Breathing out. Gently open your eyes if you've had them closed. And now you're ready to go to your meeting, fresh, awake, and maybe carrying a little less. And with meetings, events, and presentations, we often project into the future. We'll have a preconceived idea of how it will go. Worries and anxiety can set in about whether it will go well or not. So we create this gap between us and the present moment. And within this gap, we create this giant space where worries and anxiety can occur. So by simply coming back to the present moment, letting go of that projected future, we can be with how we are right now and trust that we'll know what to do when the future becomes the present. So letting go of the scenarios in our head, what people might say, how we'll feel, how someone will respond to what we say, and how we'll respond back. Simply trusting in that being present, you'll know what to say, and you'll do this with an awareness of how you're feeling, and communicate in a meaningful way. We'll explore this more in day 9, when I talk about mindful communication, but for now, I'll just say that mindfulness can open up the possibilities in meetings, which can often become predictable role plays. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to look at stress at work. Managing stress is the reason a lot of people find mindfulness so helpful. And tomorrow we'll be looking at when something unexpected throws us at work and how we can work with that. You'll be learning an SOS meditation. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 7.